listeners, welcome to another episode on Rising Above Shadows of Abuse, RAZA. I'm your host, Grace Hopper. This is where we talk about everything and anything relating to abuse, society, culture, and mental health. Today's episode is about knowing when to end a relationship. Ending a relationship is never easy. But sometimes it's necessary for our well-being and happiness. Whether you're in a romantic partnership, friendship, or professional relationship, knowing when to walk away can be a challenging decision. It will be very profitable to check out the signs and red flags that indicate it may be time to end a relationship, as well as strategies for doing this difficult process with grace and self-respect. One of the things we should know is that you are not the only one in this, and you aren't the first person to pass through this route. Trust is the foundation of any healthy relationship, and when it's eroded or disintegrated, it can be challenging to rebuild. If you find yourself constantly doubting your partner's honesty, integrity, or intentions, it may be a sign that the trust in your relationship has been compromised. Whether it's infidelity, deception, or repeated betrayals of trust, a lack of trust can create a toxic environment that undermines the foundation of your relationship. Don't keep stomaching what is wrong just because you are trying to keep someone who doesn't really value you, or you're trying to be in a relationship. Constant conflict. While disagreements and conflicts are a natural part of any relationship, persistent, continuous, and unresolved conflicts can indicate deeper issues that may be difficult to overcome. If you find yourselves constantly arguing, bickering, or engaging in heated arguments without resolution, it may be a sign that your communication styles are incompatible, or that your values and priorities are fundamentally different. Constant conflict can drain your emotional energy and leave you feeling exhausted and resentful. You should not subject yourself to excessive pressure just to keep an undeserving person. Emotional or physical abuse. No relationship should ever involve abuse or violence of any kind, whether it's emotional, verbal, or physical. If you find yourself in a relationship where you're being subjected to manipulation, control, intimidation, or violence, it's crucial to prioritize your safety and well-being above all else. Abuse is never acceptable, and it's essential to seek support from trusted friends, family members, or professionals to help you safely exit the relationship and access the resources you need to heal and rebuild your life. You must never allow the other person to make you feel incomplete without them, which is one of the things abusers love doing. Misaligned values and goals. Shared values, goals, and aspirations are essential for building a strong and fulfilling relationship. If you and your partner have fundamentally different beliefs, priorities, values, or life paths that are incompatible, it may be challenging to sustain a healthy and harmonious partnership in the long term. Whether it's differences in religion, politics, lifestyle choices, or long-term goals, misalignment can lead to feelings of frustration, resentment, bitterness, and dissatisfaction. You must sit and be sure you are ready for the troubles. Lack of emotional connection. Emotional intimacy and connections are vital components of a fulfilling relationship. And when they are lacking, it can leave you feeling disconnected and lonely. If you find yourselves drifting apart emotionally, unable to communicate openly and authentically, or experiencing a sense of emotional distance or detachment, it may be a sign that the emotional bond in the relationship has weakened. Without a stronger emotional connection, it can be challenging to sustain a deep and meaningful connection with your partner. Unhappiness and resentment. Your happiness and well-being should be a top priority in any relationship. And if you find yourself consistently unhappy, unfulfilled, or resentful, it may be a sign that the relationship is no longer serving your need. Whether it's feeling unappreciated, valued, or taken for granted, prolonged feelings of unhappiness and resentment can erode the foundation of your relationship and undermine your overall satisfaction and fulfillment. Loss of individuality. A healthy relationship should enhance your sense of self and individuality, not diminish it. If you find yourself sacrificing your own needs, desires, and identity to accommodate your partner's wishes or expectations, it may be a sign of codependency or imbalance in the relationship. Maintaining a healthy sense of autonomy and independence is crucial for fostering self-esteem, confidence, and personal growth. Gut feeling. Sometimes your intuition or gut feeling can provide valuable insights into the health and viability of your relationship. If you find yourself experiencing persistent feelings of unease, doubt, or discomfort about the relationship, it's essential to listen to your instincts and honor your inner wisdom. Your intuition may be signaling that something isn't right or that the relationship is no longer serving your highest good. In conclusion, knowing when to end a relationship is a deeply personal and complex decision that requires careful consideration, self-reflection, and courage. You deserve to be good and great, and you should not allow any wrong entanglements to turn you into a miser or a miserable fellow. By recognizing the signs and red flags that indicate it may be time to walk away, you can empower yourself to make choices that align with your values, priorities, beliefs, and well-being. While ending a relationship can be painful and challenging, it can also open the door to new opportunities for growth, healing, and self-discovery. Finally, you should make sure that you trust yourself, honor your truth, and have faith that you deserve a relationship that honors and uplifts you in every way. We've come to the end of today's episode. If you have more contributions to this particular topic, kindly send your contributions with the hashtag contribution to our email address, risingaboveshadowsofabuse@gmail.com. See you on our next episode. Be safe and be positive. Bye for now. Thank you.